Welcome to your daily devotional for February 1st, for such a time as this. Esther chapter 4 and verse 14. For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place, but you and your father's house will perish. Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Haman the Agagite had risen to the most prominent place in the court of King Ahasuerus, the king of the Medes and Persians. This man had his heart set upon the satanic goal of the destruction of the Jewish people. But God, in his providence, had prepared means for the deliverance of the Jews. Esther, a young Jewish woman, had risen to the position of queen in that nation. Her cousin Mordecai, who had raised Esther as his own daughter, caught wind of the plot and notified her. Yet Esther was initially afraid to act. With these words in our text, Mordecai challenges her faith and convinces his cousin to take action to save the Jewish people. God would find a way to save his elect nation Israel regardless of what Esther decided to do. Thus says the Lord, who gives the sun for a light by day, the ordinances of the moon and the stars for a light by night, who disturbs the sea and its waves roar, the Lord of hosts is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me, says the Lord, then the seed of Israel shall also cease from being a nation before me forever. But if Esther did not act, she would lose the blessing of being a part of God's work. Esther did step out in courage. The nation was saved, and she took her place among the faithful women memorialized in Scripture. Your day will come. Perhaps it has come already, and perhaps it will come again. Maybe today is your moment. If you are a Christian, God will see fit to put your faith on trial. You will be the one to choose whether or not to courageously step out and act in faith. Maybe it will be a family decision. Perhaps God has you in a unique position to advocate for someone who cannot help themselves. Perchance you're in a position of authority in a school, workplace, a church, and some of the decisions you make will affect other people and their families. Pray for discernment from God. Consult the Scriptures. Seek godly counsel, if need be, and act. Who knows whether the Lord has put you in this place, at this point of your life, in these present circumstances, at this time, for such a time as this.